The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. I'm David Duval, and this is The Piano Matters. And I'm with you each week, same time, same station. What to do? Listen to all the news. Let yourself in for such hell. Or just try to escape. Blake said, we are too much with the world. How right Oscar Wilde was when he said, it is a very sad thing that nowadays there is so little useless information. Well, let's have music, which is a high level of emotional information. We begin The Piano Matters with Lou Harrison's Little Suite for Piano. Harrison was a California composer who was highly respected. In fact, some of his music is quite wonderful, but alas, like the whole of the American school, almost nothing is played. The three 40-second pieces are Pastoral, Quadrille, Chorale. The player is Shahan Arazruni, and he's done so much for neglected music. Harrison's Little Suite for Piano, Pastoral, Quadrille, Chorale, played by Shahan Arzruni. Do you know, by 2009, it was believed that 25% of the world's population used the internet? What do you think that number is today? Probably 60%, perhaps, which means that 60% of the world can hear The Piano Matters just by a little flick of the wrist. What's next? Yes, it will be Aram Khachaturian, born in 1903. He lived to 1978 to become the most celebrated of Armenian composers. A most wonderful young woman is the pianist that I have chosen, Karina Pokosyan. And she just released a CD on the Grand Piano label of Khachaturian's Piano Music. And I've known Karina Pokosyan for some time. A charming, charming woman, and I know she is mad about her Armenian composer. She can be proud of her new CD, and I'd like for you to hear the Toccata, composed in 1949, Khachaturian's most famous piano piece, and note the lyric oriental middle section and so beautifully delineated by Karane Bogassian. Here is the Toccata of Khachaturian. Karane Bogassian in Khachaturian's Toccata, composed, I believe, in 1932. Well, it survives a long while then. a piece once played, but not as much today, and it was a fine performance. Now for a very early Khachaturian work, very evocative, and he called it Valse Caprice, and it is capricious. Here again, from her new and recent CD, is Karine Ogasyan. Very individual piece. It's exotic in its flavoring. Khachaturian's Valse Caprice in the hands of Armenian-born pianist Karine Ogasyan. I remember when I was 12, I had a job as a caddy. I also remember that the golfers, after 8 grueling holes in the heat, gave me a quarter tip. I hated golf ever since. But I realize millions love it. And I admit, I used to like to see the grace on the links of Tiger Woods. I think you'll get a kick out of this fact that in 1457, King James II of Scotland banned golf because golfers spent too much time on the game instead of improving their archery skills. Can you imagine the House, the Senate, and the chief executive banning golf? Well, I'm not for absolute monarchs. Oh, by the way, the chances of making 2 holes in one in a single round of golf are 1 in 67 million. Much better odds than the lottery. Liszt's incredible pupil Karl Tausig died at, can you believe it, 29 of typhus. But his transcriptions live on today. I'd like you to hear Earl the Pearl, I call him Earl Wild, in Tausig's arrangement of Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, which of course is one of Bach's most famous organ works. always intrigued by transcriptions. In fact, he's given concerts in his career of all transcriptions in the D minor toccata and fugue in the arrangement by Carl Tausig. He did it well. Oh, yes. What do you think? Tell us. Write us. Let us know you're listening. I'm your host, David Dubal, and I know you have been waiting patiently for some Mischkowski. And I have for you a real treat. The fourth movement of Moritz Mischkowski's Piano Concerto, Opus 59. It's a romp of a piece, and I'd like David Bar-Ilan to play it for you. Yes, he's sitting at the piano, and Alfredo Antoninini conducts the Bavarian Radio Symphony. Bar-Ilan shows that very clean technique, lots of flair. He had a lot of fun, and it was the Mashkovsky Piano Concerto. It's a four-movement piano concerto. We heard the finale. I would love to hear that concerto in public. Well, again, I say thanks to records. We have it. In 1 week on radio, there is more music that has never been heard than in all the symphony orchestras ever put together. I have this from a fun book called The Book of Useless Information. I'd say this is topical. Probably the most famous species eradicated by people, the dodo, was a 3-foot-tall, flightless bird that lived on the island of Mauritius. And it had no predators until man came. It was the Dutch in the 16th century. They brought animals of all kinds, and those animals killed them off, for they had no idea of a predator. Today we can hear people called dodos after the helpless, flightless birds. David Aladashvili is here, and he was born in Georgia, a student of mine at Juilliard. He plays in the evening division. He titillates everyone. He has a personality that is, my goodness, I mean, it's an irresistible guy. Spelled Aladashvili. And we're going to listen to David Aladashvili in a Scriabin prelude. It's opus 15, number 6 in B minor. He plays it so well. Get to know the Georgian-born pianist, David Aladashvili. He often comes, as I said, to my Juilliard classes. So you can come in, call me, and I'll certainly have you come as a guest. And he plays, and as I said, he's a favorite. That was the B minor Scriabin prelude, an early piece, opus 15. This is David Dubal in The Piano Matters. I've known Ned Roram for years. He's now something like 92 or 3. He is an American master. Here we have his Nocturne, played beautifully by Julius Katchen, who was a good friend of Roram. Katchen died at 43, can you imagine? Here is the second sonata by Roram, the Nocturne. Thank you. Julius Katchen in the Nocturne movement of the Four Movement Sonata by Ned Roram, who lives in New York and is still doing well. Roram, of course, is known for his many songs, often considered the greatest writer of art songs in America. I call him Nednus Roram. I've known him for years, as I said, and he wrote convincingly for the piano, three piano concertos at least. Let's continue with another American composer, Samuel Barber, once called the Golden Boy of American music. And some of his pieces live on here and there, but since his death in 1982, like so many of these American composers, they're underplayed. However, his piano sonata composed for Vladimir Horowitz is still performed. Barber himself once told me that he never got over the Horowitz performance. And after his recording in 1950, pianists everywhere took a shine to the score. The late John Browning, who composed his concerto for the opening of what was then called Philharmonic Hall in 1964, also played the Barber Sonata. I'd never heard it, and my friend, the pianist Stanley Waldorf, said, "David, hear it. It's fabulous." So I did, and it is fabulous. We have a live performance of the Fugue from the Sonata by Barber. It's in four laconic movements, and I'd like you to hear John Browning. First, we have some introductory remarks by Browning, and afterwards, the fourth movement, the Fugue.
Since we do not have program notes, I would like to say just a few words about the Barber Sonata. This work was commissioned by the League of American Composers. It was first performed by Vladimir Horowitz in Havana in 1949. It was written by Mr. Barber in close collaboration with Mr. Horowitz, and many of the particularly ingenious devices for sonority are the ideas of Mr. Horowitz himself. This is a tonal piece which uses devices of 12-tone, rows, and various other modern techniques, but it is primarily a romantic work in the tonal vein. The fugue is a strict fugue, quite remarkable to achieve in view of the high virtuosity of the piece. So I'd like to play for you now the Sonata Opus 26 by the American composer Samuel Barber.
Thank you.
was John Browning in a spectacular performance of the Fugue from Barber's 1949 Piano Sonata, and you can hear this on MSR Recordings. One thing for sure is that Beethoven, thank goodness, is never neglected. Is there a day that passes that someone is not playing a Beethoven work? I really doubt it. He's more important, in my opinion, today than ever, and we need the master more than ever. Here we have Craig Shepherd in the first movement of Beethoven's Sonata, Opus 26. It's the first movement, as I said, and it's not in sonata form, but as you will hear, a theme and variations.
Thank you.
Solid playing of this lovely theme and variations from Beethoven's Opus 26, the first movement of the Sonata in A-flat. Emerson said, "Columbus discovered no isle or key so lonely as himself." I've had, yes indeed, four American composers on the show: Lou Harrison, Sam Barber, Ned Roram, and now we have Shahan Arzrouni in The Pleasant Waltz for Brenda, an early piece by the powerful composer Roger Sessions, but you'll hear no power here. That was a very nice accounting of the one-minute waltz for Brenda, played by Shahan Arzrouni, by Roger Sessions. Please join me next week, same time, same station, for The Piano Matters. And remember, you love this station as I do. We all need you, so please fund us the best you can. So Montaigne wrote, "We are not so full of evil as of emptiness and inanity. We are not so miserable as base and abject." Oh, that's tough stuff. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.